Hi, it's Dr. Joe Markovich, the anti-aging doctor in beautiful Charleston, South Carolina. Come down, see us, and well, bring all your stuff with you because you ain't going to want to leave. It's too nice here. If you got the way to stay, you will. Here's what I'm talking about today. I was viewing some of the posts. I mean, if you want to piss somebody off, all you have to do is start talking about atheism. Start downing on atheists. Oh my God, you can't believe the feedback you're going to get, the negative posts. Here's the trouble with atheists. Why are they so freaking smart? I mean, have you ever wondered? It's like, God, it seems like all the really smart people I've known in my life have one time or another been atheists or are atheists. They're really smart guys. Academically, you really can't... if you want to get in a pissing match with those guys, those aren't the guys you really want to mess with. But on the other side of the coin, you got a guy like Christopher Hitchens, who's just a freaking brilliant guy, the hell of it is, and a lot of them are very nice guys at the same time. So, and what the hell? I mean, what's so wrong about them thinking there's no God? They're just doubting, and I've always said, and then a lot of smart people have said it too, if you don't question, what in the heck are you doing? You got to question some things, and a lot of people question everything, and of course, if you question too much, you can be very unhappy in your life. Some things you have to accept. Some things you have to just go with, flow with. And a lot of young people who have nothing better to do than question, well, let them question. That's it's almost like they're put there to piss you off. I've got a couple kids like that. I think everybody does. Once they get to be in those teenage years, they start thinking they know it all. And then once they know it all, then don't they take the place of a deity? Their mind takes the place of a deity or the internet or their friends. So... you know, give them a chance. I mean, everybody should have a chance to pull themselves out or not. It's not really, is it that big a deal? I necessarily wouldn't want an atheist explaining his philosophy to one of my little kids. It's confusing, and a lot of very smart people out there think that everyone should be forced to learn all religions. Well, you know, it's kind of like forcing everybody to live with a different family or lots of different families. I don't think that's so great either. You need to be with your family, the people who know and love and respect and honor you. So, and if you don't have that in your family, well, you know, you try to get it. But as I was just cogitating on this and reading the posts, I understand. I really do understand because I was pretty much an atheist myself. I mean, more on being an atheist just to piss people off. But I didn't think there was really anything external from me that was governing me. But through my life and through the machinations and the changes and the adversities, I've really come to believe that we have a deity in charge of it. I mean, and you can say, well, there's no proof, you're, you know, logical. Well, I just read a guy's post and he said he'd rather be logical and unhappy than illogical and happy. And I guess that's what he's got. I'd rather be illogical and happy. But there's a happy medium in there. You don't want to be completely ridiculous. You don't want to stick your finger in a light socket and turn it on, turn the socket on. You want to be a little reasonable. So be reasonable. But you can have a happy life and be a little somewhere in between logic and illogic and still be okay. And have a great one. It's Dr. Joe.